You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Isabella Ross from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Tuesday, April 16th. The stabbing of a bishop at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Sydney's West last night has been categorised as a terrorist attack, according to police. A 16-year-old boy was arrested after the bishop and other parishioners were stabbed, with the assault captured during a live stream sermon. Those impacted are recovering well in hospital. ASIO's Director General of Security, Mike Burgess, said the attack appears to be religiously motivated, noting that investigations are continuing. Burgess said Australia's national terrorism threat level would remain at probable, as one incident wouldn't cause it to change. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced the French national dubbed Bollard Man after his act of bravery during Saturday's Bondi Junction Westfield attack would be welcomed as an Australian citizen. Damien Goyrot was shopping inside the centre when the horrific stabbing rampage took place, leaving six people dead and multiple injured. In footage that has since gone viral, Goyrot could be seen fending off the knife man with the use of a bollard he picked up off the ground. It's understood he was preventing the attacker from reaching an area where dozens of children had been playing. Albanese today thanked Goyrot for his extraordinary bravery and said if he wished to become an official Australian citizen or if he needed help with his visa, it would be swiftly sorted. Australia's music festivals are facing a perfect storm of rising costs, extreme weather and excessive regulation, event organisers have told a Senate hearing. The hearing is scrutinising the National Cultural Policy, a five-year federal government plan to revitalise the arts sector, introduced in January 2023. More than 25 music festivals across Australia have been cancelled in the past 2 years, with long-running Splendour in the Grass recently cancelling its 2024 event. Those in the sector are calling on the government to improve insurance and event costs. Lastly, an Australian fruit farm has produced the world's heaviest blueberry, its sweet honour being confirmed by Guinness World Records. The blueberry, weighing 20.4 grams and measuring 39 millimetres, was grown at a farm on the New South Wales north coast. The previous world record was also an Aussie contender, a 16.2 gram berry grown in Western Australia in 2020. And in case you were wondering, the blueberry size didn't mean that it skimped on flavour. The growers saying the quality and taste remain just as good. That's your evening news headlines. In tomorrow's ep, we're looking at lo-fi music and how it can benefit our mental health. The news has been very bleak lately, leaving many of us with heavy hearts, and sometimes we need to find ways to break that feeling. We unpack the science behind lo-fi forms of music, what it actually is, and how it could help all of us feel a lot better right now. Check out The Quickie, wherever you get your podcasts.